I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Like, I'm
how many followers are you up to on Twitter, by the way?
Like half a mil.
Half a million, though? Crazy, bro. Twitter's like gonna be one of the hardest to build followers on.
It's the hardest.
It has to be, right?
It's the hardest. Like, I mean, Instagram can be hard. I mean, it's just about like consistency. It's the same thing with everything.
It's tough too, because I mean, do you post video stuff on Twitter? Is it all?
Sometimes, like, I'll post like text, podcast clips and stuff, but like, I'll post video stuff. That's what that, like, that's the thing that sucks about the Red Sox not being good, mm-hmm, is like, I'm not going to post rants that the Red Sox are awful, because like, I don't want it to be inauthentic. If the Red Sox suck, I'm not angry.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ah, like, this is depressing. This is fucking miserable, but I'm not going to like start screaming into my phone like Frank the Tank Fleming. Like, I'm just not going to do that. It works for him.
Yeah. But that's not me. I wanted to talk about your transition from Barstool to DK, mm-hmm, like just that whole experience for you. Just kind of like what went down, why did that happen? And like, what's your status with the company now?
I mean, it happened because, like, I went to the, like, my contract was up at the end of 21. I went to them before the season and was like, hey, I want to get something done. They didn't do anything. And then the wild card game, we had to go to do like the stream in New York or Hoboken. And I show up there and like, people were talking about like other people's salaries or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I heard, I don't even know if it was true. Still to this day, I don't even know if it was true, but all I had to do was hear it. Like, I heard what someone's salary was. Mm-hmm. And it was like $100,000 more than what I was asking for.
Interesting.
And this person is not even a fraction of what I was contributing to that company. So I was like, they balked at my ask, but they gave this person that? Like, what the fuck? So immediately after I get back, I hired my agent. I was like, I had known him for years, but I had just always been in the mindset of like, you know, I know Dave, love Dave, like have a good relationship with Dave. I don't want to bring in like a third party into this.
Yep.
Like, I feel like we can have a conversation, we can figure it out. But, you know, you kind of just have that realization of like, man, like, I'm so loyal to this place, and I mean, where's the loyalty back? Like, mm-hmm, I want, like, and it's not like the precedent hadn't been set. Like, my contract before that, I signed in 2019, and I signed it before the season started, like going into my last year. I was like, all right, this is great. This is exactly what I want. Like, I, you know, I want to get this done, so I'm not thinking about it all year, and we're not like going down to the wire on, mm-hmm, this. So then, my last time in the office was in December. And I remember like Dave came up to me and he was like, can I talk to you in my office for a second? And I was like, sure. And he's like, you know, what do you want? Like, what do you want? And I was like, you know, and this is the truth. I was like, I think I've kind of like hit my ceiling of where I can grow in the Barstool space. Like, I want to grow in the baseball space, mm-hmm, because like, I don't want to be in my mid 30s yelling at hubs in the office. You know, like, I don't want to be on one of your game shows. I don't want to do like, I don't want to be like a sideshow freak on the Barstool show. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a baseball guy. I want to do baseball stuff. I was like, I want to do MLB Network. I want to do NESN. Like, I want to do Sports Hub. And I just want to be a baseball guy. And like, the discussion was like, they were like 90% no.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a total no on letting me do other stuff.
Why were they opposed to you doing other things?
Because like, say for example, Chevy wants to advertise with Jared. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to Barstool and get a price. Be like, all right, this is what it costs to advertise with Jared. Or they're going to go to MLB Network. And like, what if that number is lower than like, all right, then boom, we'll sponsor Jared's show on MLB Network.
Okay.
And then it's like, all right, that's all money out the door for Barstool.
Yeah.
Because like they could just get you somewhere else, which I understood, but yeah. like it just was like a very specific instance where I don't know. Like I'm not going to sit here and say that like Barstool was stunting my growth. They weren't like, mm-hmm. they helped me exponentially.
Yep.
Like I always use like the WWE comparison with Barstool where, you know, if you were to ask some of the greatest wrestlers of all time, candidly, like did Vince McMahon make you or did he just like help you? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because there are plenty of wrestlers that would go to WWE and at the end of the day, it's what the fans want. Right. Like, are you over with the fans? Do mm-hmm. the fans like you? Mm-hmm. Because there are plenty of people that got a job at Barstool that did not get to the
next levels.
Yeah. They didn't get to that point. You're all given the same Barstool platform. Like definitely it helps. Like Dave helps, Vince McMahon helps. Yeah, like they gave you the arena to perform in,
of course.
But it's what you do with that. Like, I think it's like, it's undermining to be like, you know, John Cena, like Vince McMahon made you. Well, look at John Cena's workouts. Like he's good on the mic. He has a great look. He's very athletic. He studies the game. He knows the history. Yeah, he has a good moveset.
They gave him all that is crazy. Yeah, like, or gave it, you it all that. It
takes away the work from the individual.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like you can be thankful to Vince McMahon, appreciative mm-hmm. for the WWE platform, but it's like I worked on all my shit so that I could get to the top of what I was doing.
Correct.
And that's how I felt about where I was at, where I was like, I don't have this career without Dave. I don't have this career without Barstool. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted was to get to the next level in the baseball space. And I don't think, like there were so many people that wouldn't give me the opportunity or just a chance because they were like, oh, Barstool, eh. And it's like, do you even know what I'm about? Or like, you just don't like the brand because of things that other people said.
Right. You're kind of grouped into that whole,
yeah,
that whole universe.
Of, yeah. Of it would happen all the time.
Yeah.
Where like I would have a tweet that would pop off and like people would just like quote tweet it and be like, you know, like, you know, it's funny, but like he's Barstool. So fuck him.
That's crazy.
Like, so many people would just not even give me a chance.
Crazy.
So it wasn't that like I didn't want to leave. Like I didn't want to shed that.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought process was, you know, if they won't give me a chance because I'm at Barstool, then like let me go where they can't ignore me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna put myself in front of them.
Right.
If they don't want to seek me out here, then I'm gonna go in their space. Like let me infiltrate their space by going to like these other like networks and different opportunities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like I'm not going to sit here and say that money wasn't a factor. Like, of course, like at the end of the day, like, you know, you get made an offer and you're like, holy fuck,
yeah,
you know, but it never should have gotten to that because I asked for a very reasonable price
mm-hmm.
before, like going into the year,
yeah.
like they let me go to free agency. Like if they really valued me and whatever, then we could have, you know, had that conversation when I asked for it. But you know, at the end of the day, I obviously respected Dave's opinion and had that conversation with him. Like, what would you do? Like he's talked about this publicly too. Like we had a conversation being like, what would you do if you were me? Like,
is there like, so yeah, that's what I was kind of my next question. So did you, when you got like the DraftKings offer to go, did he have a chance to match that or was there a chance for him to come back with something? So this was the last conversation you're talking about now you had with him.
Yeah. Like he tried.
Yeah.
Like, so like his final offer was like almost double what I asked for before the season started.
And that was after he heard DraftKings offer. So he brought his up. Is that what you're saying?
No. I had a number before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing, it didn't go anywhere. Like we didn't have a conversation. Like there was never like a counter or anything like that. And then after my deal had expired, I get the offer from DraftKings and I'm talking to Dave. I'm like, what would you do? And like their final offer was like basically double what I asked for before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think what it came down to, it was more what I said at the beginning. Like, I want to grow in the baseball space. And DraftKings is like, hey, we're in Boston. Hey, we have a relationship with the Red Sox. Hey, we have a relationship with MLB. Hey, we have a relationship with WWE. We want you to do MLB Network.
just all lined up perfectly. We want you to do
NESN because like you will be getting in front of all these people. And I'm just like, all
that
right.
That was going to be my question. Why was DraftKings so like lenient with you doing all this other shit, whereas Barstool wasn't?
Wouldn't you be?
No, for sure. I'm just saying, I'm like trying to look at it from both lenses, you know, like why I could see Barstool's point of view where like they want those advertisers, but then you have DraftKings who was like, so like, you know, let's
because let DraftKings him do his own is thing. Like, hey, we have a sports book. We're about to be legal in Massachusetts. And that at the time, this was a year before Mass was legal. Mm-hmm. So like Dave is thinking, well, you know, we've got Penn, but Massachusetts isn't legal. So how valuable is he, you know, in that regard?
Right.
My first year without Massachusetts being legal, like we brought in a good chunk,
yeah.
For, you know, like without Mass.
Yeah.
This is year two and it's the first year with Mass. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what those numbers look like. But, mm-hmm. I think it was more just like, you know, like you never, like I've said this before, like I never wanted to leave. I never thought I was going to leave. Mm-hmm. I never thought that they would let me leave. But then you see that there's this whole world out there and like, you know, it sucks that, I think that the way that it happened kind of just like, the story of it isn't like told correctly. Mm-hmm. I think the percent, like when people call me a traitor, like I still get that now.
Bro,
that's crazy. Oh yeah, you fucking sellout traitor. It's like, bro, like it has nothing to do with that.
With
like
being a traitor.
Well, like, no idea. You know, like why can't I do what I feel is best for me?
Right.
Like I love Barstool. Like I love Dave. Like the people that work there. Like I could, like that was like my family. Like that's where I felt at home.
So that
I
shit never, must have hurt a little. Like, you know,
it
what
hurt
I mean?
A
like,
lot. You yeah. know, yeah, it hurt been, a lot.
Because at that point you were there for what, 7 years, six yeah, years,
7 years.
And then for them to like, I mean, I don't want to say lowball, but like at least not treat you as you feel like your value should be.
At. I mean, like I know that I'm not Big Cat. Like no one is Big
of
Cat.
Of course, of course.
But like they're not letting Big Cat get to free agency.
Right, right. The fact that they just let you kind of go.
They were like, oh, yeah, you think you can do better? Good luck.
And you it's know, like, when you know, you watch The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, he goes, I took that personally.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had to find reasons yeah. to like take shit personal.
Michael Jordan's yeah. like, I mean, like,
it's like a chip on your shoulder. It's like, all right, I'm going to go show you what I can fucking do now.
Yeah.
Like,
that, yeah. That seems I mean, like, but I was in fucking tears
of course.
On the phone with Erica, like telling her, like, hey, I'm going to do this. Like, I, you know, like, I love you guys.
Is
I never thought that I'd leave.
Yeah. To Barstool?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I never thought that I would leave, but you know, at the end of the day, like it's in this pile, it's Barstool. Mm-hmm. In this pile, it's DraftKings. Everything that comes with that, all the relationships that they have. Like
Boston.
Bro, the first fucking year I was at DraftKings, I was like, every time you would turn on the playoff game, I was in a commercial.
So sick.
I get it. Like when people are like, oh, you just left for the money. Like the money is great. Like it's awesome. But think about it. Barstool, continue doing what you've been doing. And we'll be honest, like starting nine was sputtering, man. Like it was not a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that was involved would tell you the same thing. Like that was my MLB podcast. Like me, Dallas, and I think Jay Hay was.
Are you
out.
Saying it wasn't in a good position when you were there? Or
yeah.
Why? What was like the issue with
it? It was just off.
Wasn't,
like
wasn't
it just,
catching traction.
It just wasn't what we wanted it to be. Like yeah. It just wasn't. It was like Baseball is Dead is my new thing, my new MLB show with DraftKings,
mm-hmm.
and that podcast is everything that I wanted Starting Nine mm-hmm. to be, and it just never was.
Do you think it's because do you have more control here with that podcast?
No, it's just like more of like my vision.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. That's yeah. kind of what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have more flexibility to do.
It's more with, just like
what you see the show.
It's what Section be. 10 is like mm-hmm. why the reasons why everyone loves Section 10 is why everyone loves Baseball is Dead now.
Right.
And it just never was that when it was Starting Nine. So like, I get it. Like, I mean, but to put like a bow on that, Barstool Sports,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Like, I think there's a huge value to being there and I miss those guys. But in this pile, it's DraftKings, with all their connections. And I was doing that, like, bro, I was on fucking WWE SummerSlam.
Crazy.
Like, that was like the coolest fucking thing out of all the stuff that I've done since I've left. That was one of the coolest fucking things I've done is like SummerSlam before the main event.
Wait, what do you mean you were on it? Like commercial or something?
It was like a promo where like they do these like pools, like, cause it's WWE. Yeah. Like instead of just, you can't just like bet one thing. Mm-hmm. You've got to get a bunch of shit, right?
It was like a DraftKings commercial.
Yeah.
And but you it's were like on like the pay-per-view, like the actual, that's
before the main event, before Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Damn. That's fucking
sorry
sick.
To get off topic, but you can't bet WWE though, right?
Yeah. You do pools. So, but I was 9 for 9. Like you can't just bet one thing. You have to like bet like a bunch of things to get all of them correct. Consoles like so one.
That got me like the NFL is the WWE though. Same thing.
Storylines and shit. Do you think they know the sports are rigged?
They know who's winning. Probably. They know probably, who's winning. Right?
Yeah.
What do you think the hardest sport to rig is? Off topic.
Baseball.
You think baseball's out? Yeah. Hockey. Hockey. You don't think hockey's the hardest sport to rig?
You can just get out of the way. How the fuck? You can't.
Yeah, but you can get a pitcher that just fucking is throwing meatballs.
Even if you know it's coming and it's right down the middle, it's hard to hit 97. Oh, no, man.
Yeah, you're right, though. You do just have a goalie in the way. So, I mean, if you fucking pay off that goalie to just let in a few fucking softballs,
it's easy.
That's going in. To kind of transition from this topic, how was the, obviously, that was the final phone call with Erica.
Yeah.
And what's her position there again?
She is the CEO.
CEO. So how did your last phone call with Dave end?
We didn't have one.
Like a final phone call?
He was in Boston and I remember texting him being like,
letting him know, like,
I think he already knew at the time. And, I was like, what hotel are you at? I was like, I want to come by. And he was like, for what? And I was like, I just want to like, thank you for everything. And he's like, nah, he's like that, like, that's more for you than it would be for me. He's like, you're trying to, I'm not like a sentimental guy. Huh. And I was like, okay.
Wait, that was your last like experience with your boss until you left?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, I've obviously like seen him and talked to him since then, but like, that was like the final conversation.
Huh. Damn.
Yeah, he's
like 7 years, huh? 13th employee, just go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he's just not a sentimental guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess respected.
I mean, I was trying to do the right thing. Like,
I
was trying to be like, hey, like, I want to like face to face, like, say thank you for everything, and you know, but that was it.
That's funny.
He was like, fuck your feelings. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean,
though. Like, it's colder. Nothing
towards his character. That's probably just who he is with everyone. That's who he is. Just him. You know what I mean? Which I guess have to respect.
Yeah. Just him.
What?
None.
You don't like it, huh? I don't think that didn't sit well. That didn't sit well with you.
No, good.
Yeah, it's good.
Say something after.
So how's your DK experience been?
It's been great.
This new chapter.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I knew a few people there already, so that made it like an easy transition. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like a weight lifted in a way because like, you know, like if you're a Barstool fan, you know, like working for Dave is hard, man. Like it made me the hard worker that I am.
What's the hard things about it for people that like wouldn't know?
Man, like just an example, like when Giancarlo Stanton got traded to the Yankees, like, I mean, it depends. Like Dave is more like that now because he just bought back Barstool. But when it was under control of Penn, those guys had it so fucking easy. It's almost like being like the older kid. And it's like, we had it hard. And like the youngest is you know how fucking easy you have it. So there were rumors that Stanton was going to get traded to the Yankees. And I remember staying up until like 4:30 in the morning. Cause like there kept being like rumors. And like, all right, like is it going down or what? Like you wanted to have like a blog ready. You want to have a tweet ready, a video ready, whatever. And so then like, they just go silent. And I was like, fuck. All right. So I go to sleep at 4:30 in the morning. And then I think he got traded at like 7 a.m.
Damn.
And then I wake up at like 8. Like it's still pretty early.
Yeah.
Waking up at 8. And it was like a Saturday or a Sunday. Like waking up at 8 a.m. on a weekend.
Anxiety.
And no, to Dave being like, where the fuck's the blog? Like blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's like, God, you got to be awake 24/7, you know? Fucked. But that's where I get like my work brain from,
right?
Is like, hey, is baseball season? you got to go, dude. Like 24/7, you're on. Oh, you got a birthday party to go to? That's nice. Guess what? It's the fucking playoffs. Like, bro, like last...
I've actually can attest this. I've invited you out to places. You're like, bro, I got to watch the game. Yeah. Like, there's nothing else I can do. Yeah. I got to watch the game.
That's Dave. And I carry it with me now. Like, I think the playoffs last year, like my dad's sister and her husband, those are my godparents.
Yeah.
And their son, who's about my age, like one of my closest friends, got married last October. And it was during the Seattle Mariners' first playoff game in 20-something years. And I was like, I can't go. Like, I'm going to be... I was like, I'm going to be in Seattle. Oh, and I felt fucking horrible about it. I felt horrible about it. But I was just like, listen, you know, don't get married in October. like, I mean, there's 1 month out of the year. Shit. If you really wanted me to be there, the 1 month out of the year, you shouldn't get married. If you want me
Jared's
at your wedding,
having his first baby. He's like, listen, sweetheart, I got to go to the Sox game.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry. Like,
but
honey, they're in last place. Yeah.
Right. But like, that's what it fucking takes, man. And like, I get that from Dave. Like it's always just like in the back of your head, like you better be on, like you better be ready to go. And it doesn't matter what time it is. Doesn't matter if you're sick, like dude, like fucking whatever it was during the playoffs this year, I had this like intestine thing going on and I was in the hospital on morphine.
Damn.
And I couldn't move. I was on this couch laying on my side for 13 days, but it was the playoffs. So I didn't miss a show. I did every single podcast. The people at DraftKings were like, yo, dude, like, it's okay. Like, you can
chill.
Like,
you're just dying.
It's fine. Like, you know, if you need to take a show, I was like, nope. I was like, no, it's the fucking playoffs. Like, I'm not going to go missing during the World Series or the like NLCS, ALCS. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. But like, that's Dave. Like, he will make content. Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm in pain. Like, I'm telling you right now, it was a 10 out of 10. It was, getting my tonsils removed and that, like the intestine thing, the most pain I've ever felt in my entire fucking life. But like, that's like one of the things that I learned from him is like, he had like some fucking like tooth infection. He was all fucked up. It's like, instead of just being like, oh, my tooth hurts, I can't make content today. The content is that your tooth hurts and you're all fucked up. Hurts.
Yeah. I like that. But that's what builds a loyal fan base too, though. I feel like that's what builds like a community is like people knowing like you're gonna fucking get this shit done no matter what. Like, that people want to feel like they know you and like what you're going through 24/7. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'll let them, you know, right, like,
fuck it.
Yeah. But that was the hardest part is that, you know, he called me his son and, you know,
Dave called you his son.
Yeah.
Like after you went to,
no, the whole time, like he would be like, yeah, that's my son. Like he had a picture on his desk and it said like world's best dad. And it was like a picture of me and him
when you worked there.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, really? It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty sick. Pretty important you follow.
Yeah, it was because.
So you guys had like would you say your relationship with him was good though? Well, for the time you were there, still
great.
Like, would you say it's still like a decent relationship?
Yeah, like
that's good. You got Swamp Scott, you got Saugus. Yeah, you know, right, East Boston next.
I think that's next, why though is he respected my come up. I think he respected that I grinded, and that like I wasn't handed anything. I made my own path, and I stuck with it. I mean, I did this. For what, 7 years before I ever got paid?
Think about that.
6, 7 years, 8 years, crazy. Whatever it was, before I ever saw a fucking dime.
People don't realize that though on the outside. You know what I mean? They don't see that.
Yeah. Right.
7 years.
8 years almost. And like, I mean, I think like that's why we had that level of respect, or at least why I think like he respected me in a way that was different, was because he saw it. Like he didn't hear about it. Like, we connected in 07. I started in 06. Like, he saw that I was blogging and posting shit every single day and sticking with it, like not making any fucking money or whatever. And yeah, I wasn't handed anything. Like, I didn't win a fucking contest. Like, that's why, like now, like if people ever like talk shit, I'm like, bro, like I didn't win a contest. Like, I didn't win the lottery. Like, nothing that I have was ever fucking handed to me. I didn't have a famous relative. Like, I didn't have a leg up in any area.
Nothing. There was like, especially no one in this area that did what you did, especially like on MySpace and shit. Like, was there anyone else like
fucking
that?
Like in two. So this is the other thing too. This is before I even like met Dave in 2009. I'm what? 19, right? 20. I'm 20. 2009. I'm 20 years old. I'm at a house party in Malden.
Jesus.
And over by like the Revere movie theater that's not there anymore. Like right over there.
My childhood.
Gross Malden. There.
And
Squire, like that area.
Right there. Right there.
Nice.
And there's a breaking news story that happens at like midnight.
Stabbing at the Revere Carnival. And
it's right there. Midnight, Friday night. And I'm like, I gotta fucking blog this. Like, I mean, people are gonna be looking for it. So I'm drunk. My friends are drunk. And I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna drive drunk for one. And I'm not gonna get in the car with someone that's fucking hammered. So I walked from that area, like call it the Squire, to my parents' house, which is like near Saga Center. Walked home.
What's that, like a 45-minute hour walk?
Probably about that.
It's for one.
would you walk on Route 1?
No, I went under the bridge and
over the back by roads and shit.
Yeah. Walked my ass home and blogged it. Hammered. Because I was like, this is what it fucking takes. And it doesn't matter how many people read it. Like, it's like, you know, you're being consistent. It's like something big happens. What's Jared going to say about this? Oh, there's nothing here. Well, that's how they find someone else. Right. Oh, like this other dude has a reaction up. So it's like, oh, now I'm a fan of him now. I don't really like Jared no more. So it's just about, I mean,
that's how I open it. I needed that. I need to get more.
Well, I was going to ask you too, before we start wrapping shit up. How long are we in, by the way?
45, 47.
Oh,
20. Oh, damn.
you really thought we were 45 minutes
cooking.
In? I knew we were definitely like over like an hour and a half. I was going to say, because obviously you came from the area, social media space, all that, a little different than what we do. But if you were to give advice to like us or anyone else trying to come up in the space, like what would like a piece of advice be?
I mean, I think you guys are doing it. It's about being consistent. Mm-hmm. Like every time I open up TikTok or Instagram, like you guys have like five new fucking skits.
Let's go.
And that's what it takes. Yeah. I don't want to call it volume shooting because that means that like the quality, like your quality is good. Like your skits are funny, but you're there.
Right.
Like you don't give people the chance to find something else. Like you're not like, it's like, oh, like when I go on TikTok, like I hope I come across you guys. Boom. There you are. I got to scroll like four times and you're right there.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But that's really what it is like in your world. But I mean, I've always told people like, you know, cause you guys don't write or stuff like that, but you know, people that want to get into like sports media, I've always just told them to like, you have to be good at everything. Like it's like when I first started, it's like, I was a writer. Well, guess what? Now you gotta, like, if you want to do TV, start a YouTube channel. Like you want to be on radio, start a podcast.
Right.
And like you give yourself the reps and like you continue to get better, not by waiting to get hired. And then when you get hired, now you're going to work. And then through work, you're going to get experience. Right. It's like by the time Dave came knocking at my door, I was already 7 years in.
You're already fucking comfortable, bro.
I'm like, bro, fucking like, plug and play. Like I'm the best. Dude. Like when Dave moved to New York, when Chernin bought Barstool, he was doing a live stream and it was right when I got hired full time. Like he announced that I was full-time at Barstool in the stream where he was answering questions about the Chernin sale and the move to New York. And someone asked like, what's the deal with Carrabas? And he's like, we hired him full-time. He's the best Red Sox guy in the city. And now he's going to be our MLB guy and he's going to be the best MLB guy. It's like fucking day one, I got Dave saying like, this guy's the fucking best.
Got the cosign. Yeah.
Cosign, that's big.
Yeah.
That is big.
Yeah.
From the founder of the fucking company.
Yeah. It's like you give yourself the reps.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a good point because like eventually, I don't know, like if I look back on our shit we did like 2 years ago, it's like, I honestly kind of cringe, but like it got views and shit, but I'm like, I look at what we're doing now versus then. And even from
better.
When we first met, like it's just like levels up. And even our first podcast to now, which is only like 3 months ago, it's like you can see the like it getting better. So it's really just, I always tell people consistency. You can make a good quality video, but the beauty of social media nowadays is you can fucking post a video in your car and it can go viral on TikTok, 100%. Especially.
I was going to say we kind of have it a little bit easier now for sure compared to like when he was down 2007.
Oh, it's completely like, easier, bro. It's like, a damn. Lot easier. You didn't have TikTok or any of that shit. You were grinding on MySpace, which I don't even think I ever
had an account with the for. Space
I don't even know what was my, what did you say?
The MySpace.
The Space My, did you just call it?
No.
What was MySpace? Can you compare it to any platform now? Because I don't even know what.
It was like ghetto Facebook.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like,
were you on MySpace, Justin? Oh, yeah. What were you doing on MySpace?
Well, you had the songs in the background. You could yeah. see your profile song.
Did you yeah. did you ever see his shit before? Like on MySpace?
MySpace?
How old are you?
30.
Yeah, so like my page was just like Sox Space. It was like
that's funny.
The first fan page of like any kind.
Are you a baseball guy or no?
Not as much as football.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, like you could pick a song, you could deck it out, and like it would have like a default look to it.
Yeah.
But then you could like make it different colors and that's different funny. Fonts and add
damn,
pictures.
I want to hear
and,
the music that was back then. Like,
yeah. Would you have what, on your page like 50 Cent?
I mean, I used to like switch with like wrestling entrance themes and shit. Like everyone would have like.
What, 1-2, is this on?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. At home, I wasn't a big WWE
like
guy.
OG,
I watched a little
like
WWE.
Triple H.
Yeah. What's like your what's your favorite wrestling walkout song? All wrestlers walkout song.
So many good ones.
I like some of them where they sing it themselves. You know
yeah,
what
John
I mean?
Cena does.
John
his
Cena.
Own.
I
See?
John Cena.
Bros lifting. He's on the mic. He's rapping.
Right, he's doing everything.
Does his own music.
Maybe we should make a song one day.
Yeah, you should definitely.
I think
do that.
Edge did his too.
No, it was Altered Bridge. Mm.
Someone else did this.
How's
Chris
Edge's,
Jericho, no?
How's yeah. Edge's start?
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho does his own.
Think you know me?
Yeah, that's Edge.
That's Edge.
Is that Edge?
Yeah.
See, I know that.
But
yeah.
I was the biggest wrestling fan, man.
You know Kofi Kingston and Sheamus?
Kofi went to BC, yeah. I think.
What'd he do?
I think he went to BC.
Actually?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know
he either went to BC or BU.
Who was the big name. Samoan dude? What was his name?
Umaga.
Umaga. He died, Rip. Right?
Yeah.
Was it the Great
Roman
Khali?
Reigns' uncle.
Actually?
Rip. Uh-huh.
The Great Khali died too?
No, he's still chilling.
Still alive, he's still kicking it?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I was a big Rey Mysterio guy.
Me too.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio just lost to Logan Paul.
Did he? What uh-huh. the Imagine fuck? That they doing him like that?
Well, he needed surgery. That's how they wrote him off.
And Mysterio was the heavyweight That's champion fucked. Before.
Is he retired now?
Rey? This was like a week ago.
Bro, he's still going.
But is he retired now after that, or is he still going to keep going?
No, he's probably going to be out for
Eddie Guerrero's son's wrestling.
Actually?
No, that's Rey Mysterio's son.
Dominic
Mysterio. I yeah. met him.
Eddie, really?
Yeah, he's fucking cool as hell.
That's lit.
What's the state of wrestling right now?
It's in another renaissance period.
What does that mean?
Like it's everyone thinks of like
chapter.
The Attitude Era was like the peak of pro wrestling. Like right now it's like kind of at that point again.
It was definitely down for a little bit.
It was definitely down for a little bit. Now it's making more money than it ever has.
Really?
Like, damn, imagine
eyeballs,
that.
Attendance. Yeah, everything's up right now.
Why do you think that is?
Roman Reigns.
Is he the top dog, alpha, right now?
He's been the champion for like 3 years, damn. Over 3 years. It's my boy, met him at Kowloon.
Who else is big time there? Like top
Cody
five,
Rhodes.
Would you say?
Cody Rhodes.
Wait, Cody Rhodes
been
is
around for a while.
AEW is not.
He left AEW.
Damn, he started that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He started it?
He started their competition.
Bro, AEW was better than WWE at one point.
Not better, but like, people liked it, yeah.
People
yeah.
liked it because it was more like...
Who was the dude that freaked out on McAfee's show? Did you remember that?
Seth Rollins?
I don't think so. It was like a wrestler that like freaked out on him on his show like 4 months ago, 5 months ago, maybe six.
It's probably Seth Rollins.
I don't know. He said something about him and he took it mad personal. I don't know if it was staged either.
It was definitely
staged. It was probably
like,
staged.
You look like Finley.
No, I don't. Finley? You look like fucking his little leprechaun friend.
Hornswoggle, yeah.
Damn, bro. That's crazy. You think you'll ever get a WrestleMania cameo one day? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the...
DK got the plugs to...
I don't know if they're still working together or not. I'm not sure. Because I did SummerSlam, but it was last year. I didn't do any WWE stuff this year.
Didn't them and the UFC just combine or something?
Yeah. WWE and UFC.
What do you think they're going to do together? Like, what does that entail?
It's just... I think it's more for like... If they create their own streaming platform, like ESPN Plus, it's like if you want to watch like
both.
A boxing fight, it's like, all right, you have ESPN Plus, you pay like $5 a month, but then it's $60 for the pay-per-view. Like they're probably going to end up doing some shit like that, which sucks because if you have Peacock, you can just watch WWE pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Oh, you can with that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I remember going to Good Times and like watching fucking Backlash. You don't know about Good Times.
You don't know about Good Times.
You know Good Times?
You know Bonkers?
Yeah.
I know Bonkers. Good Times had the pay-per-views though.
Did they really?
I don't know.
I just went to Dave and Buster's. It's fucking awesome.
Really? Sick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one?
What is that? Burlington?
I don't know. There's a couple. It's Woburn, I think.
Oh, it's Woburn. It's Woburn. Yeah.
Dave and Buster's. I haven't went there as like an adult.
I think
like
I went recently. On a date Not once. Recently. I went on a date once and she beat me and everything. I was fucking disgusted.
Were you drinking?
Nah, I don't even think I was 21.
Oh.
She was though.
Interesting.
Girl I'm seeing now just beat me in bowling.
Damn, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I like taking bowling serious. Everyone's joking. I'm like, she's dead fucking trying. Good.
You're just dead trying.
I'm trying dead hard.
Yeah, bro. You golf?
Nah. I mean, I was on the golf team in high school.
Actually?
Yeah.
Do you think if you got out there, you could like,
I could hang.
Cedar Glen.
I would. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Cedar Glen.
We should golf. Oh, Purdue God. Golf.
I mean, I could probably hang.
I suck too, bro. I suck. We would have a good time together.
I'll challenge Dave to a 2-on-2.
Yeah, right, bro. They're doing their whole fucking chiclets, fucking whatever the fuck that
they
is.
They got some golf or something,
whatever they call it.
Yeah. I think the hope on the Boston's over for us. Huh?
Are you going? Are you ever going to go back to Boston? Will you ever go back to Boston?
I don't know, man. Like the way that I see it now, it's like there's New York, there's Chicago. Like I remember me, Dave, Coley, and Casey were sitting outside the Garden in like 2018, I want to say. We were doing the rundown and he was talking about how like a year from then that he was going to open up a Boston office. And it's like,
he's been saying that for a while.
Like think of the Boston guys now, like
who?
Dave is living in Miami and he just bought that $50 million mansion in Nantucket or wherever that is.
Right.
Like he's got like three different houses. None of them are in Boston. So he's your top Boston guy. Then you have Feidelberg. Feidelberg is married to KFC and he's married to New York.
Who the fuck is Feidelberg? Do you know Feidelberg?
I don't know none of these dudes, bro.
Really?
I don't know Feidelberg. I know KFC. Obviously.
Feidelberg is like an OG.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Then you have Hank.
Yeah, I know Hank. Yep.
Pride of Scituate.
He wears the hat, right?
He's married to Dan. Yep. And Pardon My Take, which is in Chicago.
Yep.
Then you have Gaz, who he is. I mean, I think he has a place in Miami.
So a lot of the OGs, like there's no like new age guys from Boston.
I'm the only dude who came back.
Dave, what the fuck is good? What's good?
I'm the only dude who came back. Everyone from Boston that like the Barstool Boston guys, I'm the only one who came back. That's it. It's sad. And it happens in Hollywood too. Like, think about it. Like all the fucking like Bill Simmons, Ben Affleck is out in LA, like Dennis Leary, Wahlberg. Like they all, no one ever stays true to Boston. And I'm not comparing myself to Ben Affleck and Mark Wahlberg, but I am saying that of all the Boston Barstool guys, I'm the only one who came
That's
back.
That's it.
Crazy.
That's it. I know. I'm always interested to see where the, like this career takes us. Cause I'm like, I mean, hopefully down the line we get pulled in different directions, whether it's like LA or whatever it is, like New York, wherever it may be. But I always say like, I want to stay here. Like there's like,
I
there's
think I'll be in Miami with the Latinas with Dave.
Yeah.
Come on, say it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I genuinely, I want to like raise a family and shit here eventually, but I want to travel too, though. Don't get it wrong. Like I definitely want to travel.
I don't know though. Coming to this house with the driveway, I'm like, maybe I kind of want this and I want to go outside and fucking
when
travel.
You're upstairs, he goes, this is just my dream. Like just this.
For real.
Yeah, I'm so fucking happy, man.
Too, topped it
like,
off.
I feel like when I talk about living in New York, it's like I talk about it's like jail. Like I did my time. Like it was the right move. I had to do it for my career. I was there. I wanted to do 2 years. I did 3 years. And it sounds fucked up. Thank God for the pandemic, because I think like if it wasn't for that, I don't know when I would have been able to leave. I left because they shut everything fucking down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not staying in this 500 square foot apartment no more. I'm going to go back to Saugus. So I did, but you know, it was a very necessary move for my career, but like there's nowhere else that I would rather be. Like all the shit that I'm doing in my house now too, like the dude that my buddy Torin, he's the one that
I know,
like,
Torin.
Yeah, he
real estate guy.
Oh, I know Torin.
Yeah, he showed Hanlon, me like the house and everything.
Hanlon,
And like he like sees all the stuff that I'm doing. He's like, you better fucking spend the next 20 years in that house. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna die here. Like, why? I'm never gonna need more space. 10 minutes from my parents. I can get to Fenway in 20 minutes. Like, why would I ever need to be anywhere else?
That's like my dream. I just want to be around here. So it's like, okay, I could just go to Celtics games courtside when I'm rich.
Yeah.
I can go do all these things I want to do. It's like, I'm still here.
Like,
I can go afford to go travel places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, My whole family's here, bro. Everything's here.
Right. You know? And I made this house into like what makes me function. Like everything has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Like I've got a gym here and it's not because like, oh, you're a fucking meathead. It's like, no. Like mentally I feel better mm-hmm. when I'm working out. And like, you know, we're in digital media. Like people got to fucking look at you and it's like, all right, I feel better. I feel more confident. Like if I've like been working out, like that has to do with my career. Like I got the fucking office in there, the podcast studio upstairs, the media room upstairs.
You're ready for the apocalypse, buddy. You just need a fucking guns yeah. and shit. And you're
like
good.
There's no, like when you walk into like someone's house and you see like a fucking piano, you're like, bro, you don't play the piano. Right. What the fuck is that there for? Like you go over here and like they got like a giant wine cellar. It's like you, what do you need that for?
Right.
Yeah. Everything in here has a purpose that like makes me function in life and my career.
What about the cane mask? Use the cane mask.
We fuck with the cane mask.
I love that thing. Yeah. That thing's sick. We got to get him in the deli in the cane mask.
I'll do it.
That would be hilarious. That's the next step to get you in the deli. Well, before we wrap up, I want to hear about the Rocket story one time and then we can start wrapping it up.
Like where did the
Rocket
from?
Come from? Yeah. Cause that's your whole, everyone knows it was the Rocket, the Saugus Rocket. So where did that come from? I know there's a whole YouTube video on it, but I figure you can give us the short version.
There is. And you know, to go back to the earlier point when we like the first 10 minutes of this, the people from Saugus that don't like me are the ones that played baseball with me. Cause they're like, you weren't that fucking good. Like, why do you talk about yourself? Like, I'm like, it's called a bit.
It's called a shtick.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Like, I feel like when people meet me or they see me out in public, they think that like, I'm going to be like this loudmouth asshole.
But I heard you hit some dingers out of Fenway for the batting practice.
Bombs. We just did that. Like, we did the charity game in whatever it was, August. And I faced a D1 lefty from BC and I got a hit.
Really?
Yeah.
So that tells you all you got to
know. I don't suck. Like, right. Like you can, I was like, never going to make it. I was never going to play D1 college. I was never going to make it pro. Mm-hmm. Like, I can play baseball and not look like I've never played baseball in my life, but like I was never gonna be anything special playing baseball. Mm-hmm. But
I feel like I can pick it up, buddy. Catch some fly balls too.
You could. I think you could. Yeah, I can give you some pointers.
I mean, I played baseball my whole life.
Oh yeah, you did.
But like
first base,
but hitting off a left hander though, you know, college. I don't know about that.
Like a nice Prince fielder. I could see it's like a nice Prince fielder,
but not. I used to play third. You ain't playing third.
Third base.
You ain't playing third.
I see you playing a little second, you know. A
little PD action.
Yeah.
You know what? You're starting to remind me of Christian Vasquez a lot.
Yeah.
You see the Christian Vasquez? I used to
get that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little more handsome though, Jesus Christ.
he's a good looking guy. He's not with us anymore, is he?
Nah, he's still like alive.
How about Arroyo? Arroyo's around with us still? Not like alive, but like on the team?
No, he's not.
Wait, he left?
Yeah, he...
Fuck.
Yeah, he's a free
agent. That was the one player we knew.
Yeah, he's a free
agent. He got us spring training tickets when we were down in Florida.
Yeah. Fuck. I just talked to him the other day. Just had a baby.
Where's he? Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
He's a free agent? Mm-hmm. They're not going to re-sign him?
I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe. Huh? Who knows?
Could be.
But go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. You said people hated on
you
for baseball.
Yeah, like that's what it was. Yeah. Like this was when all that stuff was first.
So who gave you the name? Did you give it to yourself?
Yeah.
Nice. You just adopted it?
No, it was fake. Like, Dallas, my co-host, mm-hmm. Dallas Braden used to pitch for the Oakland A's, threw a perfect game.
Wait, Dallas Braden, yeah.
Threw a perfect game for the Oakland A's on Mother's Day, 2010.
Remember, he threw that, yeah.
So he had a radio show, and I just knew how mad it used to make Dallas to equate my Saugus baseball stories to like his big league stories. Mm-hmm. Like he's talking about his perfect game. I'm like, yeah, dude, like I threw a no hitter against Revere, like 13 strikeouts. And this part of the story is actually true. You know, Stackpole?
No, what's that?
Stackpole Field, the football field in Saugus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, the baseball field is connected to the football mm-hmm. field. So when I would pitch like up the third baseline, like the third baseline was parallel to the fence mm-hmm. and people would park like headlights first pointing in the direction of the field going along like the fence near the third baseline. And when I would strike people out, they would put K signs on the windshields of the cars.
Really?
So that part was actually true.
That's funny.
And I was telling Dallas that story and he didn't give a fuck. Like he was not impressed by it.
Okay.
So then I was like, and then they also called me the Saugus Rocket and like, made that up, but then it just stuck. Like his co-host Pecan, every time I would come on the show, which I believe was every day, like then he started like saying like, oh, now we have the Saugus Rocket, blah, blah, blah. And the fact that that started in the same year that the Red Sox won the World Series.
So that started that same year.
Yeah. Like it just kind of like popped off. And now it's great because like Dave says my name wrong. Like he'll say Carabas.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So it would piss me off so much when people would say my name wrong. But now, like if I go to Fenway, like 75% of it's like Rocket. What's up, Rocket?
Really? I was going to say, what do you get the most for people Rocket. In public? Yeah.
Yeah. People are like, what's up, Rocket? And that's like
funny, bro.
Everyone at Barstool too. Like, if most people at Barstool call me Rocket,
that's funny.
They don't call me Jared. They don't call me Carabas. Like Rocket. Most of the people in the office, if I walked in there right now,
when we went to the game, like there was mad people that were recognizing us like both together, which is pretty sick. But they would all say Rocket, like, and I'm like confused. Well, I knew like that's what like people called you, but I didn't know it was like it stuck that much. So like the fans and shit, which is fucking funny.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that like it's still going to this day. Yeah. Like it's almost at this point. It's what like 6 years.
Do you reference
later?
It at all still?
Like not really.
Like guys do it. It's just made up.
Like the people that like would drive me nuts would be the people that are like they would take it so seriously and be like, dude, you don't throw hard. It's like I know, dude. I'm a fucking podcaster.
You're gonna get some guy at the house though one day. One day when you're old, you make listen, Jared. I was better than you.
I listen. That's what they do. Like it. Like the kids from Saugus.
You're gonna show up
on Facebook. Filming. These dudes are like almost 40.
Jesus Christ!
And they're like talking like, shit about me.
I was always better than you, Jared.
Yeah, they're talking shit about me on Facebook. I'm like, well, bro.
Did they message you? They're just like,
they do it in public. They like will have like, but like Barstool like posted like a video about like me and like the Rocket thing and whatever. And then you've got these like 40-year-old dudes from Saugus being like, I can't keep quiet anymore. He wasn't that good.
Yeah, people, bro.
He wasn't as like good
people
as me.
You know? People?
Yeah, yeah. I fucking fuck, know. Bro. Yeah,
I can imagine that though. Man, I believe it.
Bro. Yeah, I'm just like, man. Like, it almost makes you feel bad for them because it's like, how awful must your life be?
Just miserable.
Yeah, if that's kids. What is, if that's what's bothering you right now. Oh, that's what you have time for right now. Like, I don't have time to hate on people. I'm fucking busy. Like, I'm thinking about what I'm doing next.
I love Boston. I love the people from here, the support. But there's so many people that are just so fucking miserable here. Man. Yeah, just living in the past.
It's everyone, everyone has
the high school state
story.
Championship game and why they didn't fucking play college. Yeah. It's like, you know, wasn't anybody who just got hooked on perks. That's what happened.
That's
it. I know the real story. I know the real story. Yeah.
But. Yeah. I mean, but it's like, it's whatever. I mean, I don't, it truly doesn't bother me. It makes me feel bad for them.
Well, Kowloon's coming up, man. I'll fucking come with you, kid.
That's where it's going to happen. Right with
you. Are you coming? Are you going?
I'll be Wednesday? There. If she's like, she's hacking up a lung right now. And I told her, I was like, I'm not going to go if you're,
he
not
goes, yeah,
coming.
I have COVID.
Guys. We all can go. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I'll go us three. Get hammered.
I'm down. Well, I'll go. If you're good to go, I'll definitely go.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be a shit show. It usually is. And, like, I feel way too old to be going.
It's just
but
one
like,
of those things where you go at, like you go early, you're going, like, late. Like, you're going, like, 10:30. 11.
It used to be that I would go late because we had this bar called O'Brien's that was, like, right near Mike's Roast Beef. Ooh. It was right next to it. So it's, like, Saugus, Lynn, Line. And we would all go there. Get fucked up and then go to Kowloon like late. Yeah. But now O'Brien's is closed. So now everyone just goes to Kowloon and spends a whole night there. But like, I'll be there early if she's feeling up to it. I'll be there. But if not, then I don't know. Might be
I know
the last
Justin,
one.
Yes. Justin just spent $400 on balcony tickets, I heard. For the Celtics game.
Oh, yeah, you listened to that?
Yeah, I listened to that. Sure I heard is? That.
On Wednesday?
He got fucked bad.
I had no clue. I didn't even buy the tickets. I had a buddy who was like buying tickets for the Celtics. He was like, this ticket's in the balcony. We were like, all right, next thing I know, I get a Venmo charge for $355. I was like, where did you buy his tickets?
Damn, bro.
I was like, wait, you should check with people first. You double check before you just pull trigger. I was like,
a yeah, you don't.
That was, right. That was pretty crazy well, that when I heard that.
I mean,
that.
Nothing on the seats are fucking, they're so small now.
I know, bro. The like, seats, they actually added a shit ton of seats in the garden.
4K.
So it's even smaller now, the seats, especially in the balcony. Like, you can't hold shit in the balcony. Like, you gotta, like,
you can't
set down your drink. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta have everything in your hand, but you can't move.
It's tough. But
good luck with that, brother. I just thought I'd throw that in there because I heard that on the podcast. That's dope. Well, yeah. Well, let's figure it out. But, I mean, I think this was good. Do you have any closing questions? for the Rocket Man.
Can I wear the cane mask?
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta definitely get you in the deli, though. I think that's the next step.
Take a selfie.
I'm down to do that.
The deli. We'll figure something out.
Something like that. Yeah, I got my buddy.
I think we gotta do something. Like the deli, but like in general, something.
Well, I feel like, honestly, now I'm thinking of it like the wrestling. If he comes in with the wrestling, and we can make a joke. Because you know that there's a lot of like older people that like wrestling. Like if you know what I mean? You can go to wrestling. There's some older people in the crowd, like wearing the belts and shit. We can bust balls with that.
Well, I mean, just in general, like with his following off, like a lot of it overlaps.
We can do
like
multiple Boston different things.
Fucking, obviously it's baseball, but like, you know, I mean, you see it at the games and shit. People come recognize in the fucking, like they see, everyone sees the video.
We'll have him come in the Saugus gear.
That'd be funny. What, I know you still have a Saugus jersey.
I know you still have it all.
Right. He comes in with his fucking hands too.
I still have like my
cleats. Bro, what if he plays up to the shtick of like the Rocket and he's like asking for free shit?
That would be
hilarious, bro.
I still have my high school jersey.
That would be good, bro.
One of my buddies stole it and gave it to me as a graduation gift.
That's awesome. I kept my jersey. I wasn't supposed to, but Eastie doesn't have a hockey team anymore. So it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
They suck.
I want to get that shit framed.
That's actually, man, good. That's good, right? Cross platform. Yeah.
Nah, we'll do it. But appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man.
I ain't doing shit. This is the off season.
All right. We're going to catch a game soon. And I'm going to talk about the press. I'm going to talk about the press passes. Yeah. We're going to figure that out.
We'll have to figure that out.
All right, guys. At the end of the day, it's all content. Thanks for watching.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? But my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too.